In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a lot of confusion surrounding the topic of ghosts, but we can turn to the wisdom of a great saint and doctor of the Church, St. Thomas Aquinas, who lived from 1225 to 1274 and wrote in Latin. He also shared insights about ghosts, and we can explore what he said in a way that is easy to understand. According to the Latin translation, and translated to English, St. Thomas Aquinas stated that in purgatory, the souls make themselves known for the good of the living as well as for the good of themselves by receiving prayers. It's important to note that he didn't mention visual appearances of these souls. Instead, he used the phrase make themselves known, or in Latin, innocentes, which suggests that they could communicate with the living in various ways, not just visually. In addition to visual manifestations, these souls might also choose to make their presence known through other means, such as strange noises in specific places or cases of possession. Looking back to the time of the Middle Ages, during exorcisms, people possessed by spirits would often express similar things to what was later associated with lost or wandering souls. In the medieval era, the belief was prevalent that ghosts roam in specific locations. This belief contributed to the notion that the spirits could be present in certain places, leading to encounters and experiences that people attributed to ghosts. While there may still be much mystery and speculation about the nature of ghosts, St. Thomas Aquinas' insights provide us with valuable perspective on how these souls might interact with the living world, whether through visual apparitions or other forms of communication. The concept of ghosts has intrigued humanity for centuries, making it a fascinating subject of contemplation and exploration. The reference used from St. Thomas Aquinas can be found in the Scriptum Super Sententiarum, Book Number 4. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.